Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol ne'yeh bivro.
Amen.
Well, let's start from the end of the first paragraph. Harei b'tfilah, that's six lines up in the middle of the line from the end of the first paragraph on the page. Okay. He's talking about the interrelationship of davening with learning. Writes Rav Volba Harei b'tfilah, Ani'a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kavra Aleinu. And what happens when we daven? And we bring our Kadosh Baruch Hu from the Shemei Shemayim down here, as the Rogat Shavar and others have pointed out. Ayyadei Tairo, we go from down here, from this world to the next world. We go down, up, and Ayyadei Tfilah, we bring our Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu, we bring the Shekhinah from up down here to us. Tfilah is the Lashon Rites of Pinkus, and Sharma Tfilah, Davko Beis and Kof Gimel, Tfilah is a Lashon Din, Vayamo Pinchas Vayifalel, and it's also Lashon of Devekus, as we see from Naftuli Elokim Naftalti, and the idea of Ischabros of Devekus. Ayyadei Tfilah, we become Ischabr, Mizdabek, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we bring Hashem, and down here, Koro Hashem, Lachol Korov, Lachol Hashem, Yikruv HaMes, and we call out to Hashem, He's gonna come and be close to us. Arei Lashon Azav, Shorashi, Brokas Daolid, Amad Beis, Niramaskas HaSomech. Take a look at that golden terminology of the Heilige Rashi at the beginning of Brachos. He other v'kariv l'kodesh u'chaylov umarat seyo b'tishbachos v'kilus and shal yitzias mitzrayim. A person should get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by bringing the Shechina to him and should go ahead, marat seyo, and create a state of ritzoy by praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a state of appeasement, if you will, and kilusin, extolling the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as He took us out of Mitzrayim. V'hu meskari v'ilav, and you bring yourself close to Hashem. Harei mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyoko meskari v'lodom ayidei tefilah. So what do you see from Rashi? And that by engaging in the, and immersing yourself in the koach ha-tefilah, and by uttering those praises and bringing the Shekhinah down to listen to those praises, you get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'skar v'zos shakar shvuch wal adam yamevia itas hashefa shal das usvuna mipiv. And by getting close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what brings the influence to be exerted, the shefa, and then Hashem is mashpia of chokma, bina, and das mipiv, that He's giving you a piece of Himself, kaviyachol. He's giving it to you directly from His mouth, from the tochlibo shalom kefis v'nasahu, in accordance with a person's understanding, He has machnis the Torah into your life. So what's the idea? Hanias, we're not down here, Dominic HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me the Torah. The part is, you're getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamela, you're zoicha to get the Torah mipiv, v'bechinas, kutshe baruch v'yisol v'arais echadu, God is one with the Torah, you get close to God, it's Mamela that you're getting close to the Torah. So if you want to tap into the Pinimius HaTaira, you get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's all going to be there. You're going to get the Sode Sodos, and that's the idea as well. Rashi talks about in Sheshirim and Alapes of Enion and Mishlei Beis Dalet, Tanit of Eliyahu in Perek Yilches, the idea that if you taste the sweetness of learning, and you have an Avos HaTaira, even without being Amal and Yegiyah and the Kabbalah and the Soda Satorah, Hashem is going to give you inner secrets. A chelik of the Pnimiyah Satorah. Why? Because if you love Hashem, when you love someone, Ava is Gematria Echad, Gematria 13, you become Echad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Becoming Echad, you automatically get that Torah. And the same way, Meshech Chochma, it's born in the footnotes of the Sefer Shemit Vilasi, page 33, when Chaim Kineski says that when you say Harevna in the morning by Brachas HaTorah, you don't need to ask the same Libeinu Lahavin Lahaska. You know what? You don't need that whole Arichus of Ava Rabo, because if you ask Hashem to love the Torah and to taste the sweetness of Torah, you Mamela will have the understanding in Torah as well. And they bring a mashal that Rameir Simcha told his Chavrusa. He had a Chavrusa for 6 months, and the Chavrusa said over that anytime they got stuck on a Shverkai and a difficulty in a Rashi, in a Taisus, in a Sugya, Rameir Simcha would say, here's the Tillim, you go to your corner, I'll go to mine, and daven for Avos HaTorah. He says, Rebbe, what am I davening for Avos HaTorah, that I shall love the Torah? Why not just daven for the answer? Why go circuitous, in a circuitous route? Just say, I want to get the answer to the Rashba. Rameir Simcha said, I'll give you a mashal of a woman who just gave birth to a newborn infant. She has to run out shopping for 20 minutes. She says, when I come back, I'll take the child back from you, my dear next door neighbor. She comes back 20 minutes later, the baby's crying hysterically. Says, what are you doing? You don't know how to take care of the child. Takes the child back into her hands, and in 3 seconds, all of a sudden the child is pacified. She says, what's the difference? I tried doing the same thing, holding in the same way. Says, no, if you love the child the way I love the child, you would know instinctively, automatically, what the child's needs are. You don't have to ask the child. You don't have to inquire. You sense it automatically, but you don't love the child the same way that I do. So you have to try figuring out what are the real needs. But if you love it, you connect to him, you'll get it. If we love the Torah the way we ought to love the Torah, we wouldn't have shvarkites. We would be so connected with the Torah that the Mela, there would be no shvarkites. When you love someone, you know what your spouse is thinking. She knows what you're thinking. You know what's going on. That's on each other's heart and mind. And that's the idea, because if there's an Abba, there's an Echad, there's a connection. If you love Hashem, Mela, you're going to have the Torah. Wait until you get to the end of this shtick on you. See, unbelievable myself. Upon him, it's got to be with the Devekis, and that's how you'll get the Torah. And you can't get the Torah just by learning it. You got to connect to Hashem. And how do you connect to Hashem? Ayde the Koch HaTfilah. Which means they're not mutually exclusive. If you want to get and be kind of Torah, it's got to be when it's accompanied by the Koch HaTfilah. Yesod Zem Esparim Mishasinu Shehudim Etema. Benavos, let's go to the end of Perkei Avos Perek. Hey, Mishnah Chav Gimel. Ayirat Zom Avanecha Hashem Lokinu Sheyibana Beis Aminus Rehei Rav Yameinu. And Vesein Chakinu Vesor Secha. Based on that, the Maimur of the Tanah. And that's why we finish our Shemoneh Esrei. This is at the end of our daily Shemoneh Esrei, the Yerotzen. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same sentence, Memela in the same breath, what do we ask for? And that Hashem should rebuild the base of Mikdash, and He should give us a chelik in Torah. What's going on here? Hatana mekasha b'tfiloso base of Mikdash v'chokeinu b'Torah. He is tying together in his Nusach HaTfilah Yehuda ben Tema, one of the Gedolei Tanoim. He's intertwining a tefillah to have the base of ministry built, along with, I'm asking Hashem, I want a chelik in Torah. And not only that, vodu hikdim es a tefillah base of mikdash. And that usually Torah is the ikkar, right? I'll show some Ramallah about Torah voting Mrs. Adam. I should have asked for the chelik in Torah. If it's simply a part of what's more important, it's Torah voting Mrs. Adam. So typically, and that's the famous of Machon Awasim and the Kobetz Mamorim, if in Perkei Avos the Maral and the Vilna Gaon tell us, and that Torah is the Amidah Torah, that's Yaakov Avinu, and Chesed is Avram and Yitzchak is Avodah, and so why did the Tana tell us that chronologically? I'll show some Ramallah about I'll give Mrs. Adam, I'll vote about the Torah, Torah too. Torah is the most important. So we write Torah first. That's a three-legged tripod of holding the world. But Torah is l'mayla mikulam. Kesef Torah is dola gabe. Over here, it's a good kasha then. If it's a question of importance, ask for a chelik in Torah, that's chai olam, versus tefillah, which is chai isha, and then ask for a base of mikdash, tefillah mamakam avod in niskanah, then ask for the kamanas. Why is the order reversed? Odu hektim es a tefillah base of mikdash. Why? Because base of mikdash mamakam kavasi yisbarach liolameinu. And that is the place where Hashem dwells down here in this world, and where Hashem is close to us in our world. That's where we find the Shekhinah. And the whole idea of karbonus is what? At the Ramban, in the beginning of Vayikra, korban is losh and hiskarvus. I bring a korban to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to strengthen and reinforce that closeness with the Shekhinah. Sheniska lechakeinu b'Torah tala b'beis hamikdash. The word is that what? I can't ask Hashem to have my full-fledged chelik in Torah unless I predicate that on a bakosha to have the beis hamikdash. Hadainu, you cannot have Torah b'shleimusa. The Gro writes that without a base of Mikdash, you can never have Torah in this world b'shleimusa without a base of Mikdash. Akim etziyan teitzei Torah, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, Ha'ol Sugim of Masha Chav Gimel, and the famous Taisis there. We only, all the Torah comes out of Yerushalayim. And who are the Baalei Hara, the Sanhedrin, Lishkas Hagazis, the Sanhedrin, where they're getting Shemisham Yatzah Hara, Har Moria, is thus called because that's where the Hara of the Torah comes out, but it's only because they're adjacent to the Beis HaMikdash. We can only have Sanhedrin functioning at maximum output when they're adjacent to the Beis HaMikdash, and because the full-fledged Shlemus of Torah is totally in the Beis HaMikdash, and thus right to the Vilna Gaon, and we cannot have Torah B'Shlemusa without a Beis HaMikdash, but you could have Chesed Bishlei Musa without a base mitzvah, and that's why the Gro says nowadays, and we have to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yedei Chesed. Chesed is the only one of the Gimel Amudim, and that we can tap into Bishlei Musa without a base mitzvah. Basically, you can't do Avodah without Kamanis without a base mitzvah. You can't have Tyra, and because Tyra needs the Hiskarvus, and that's only attainable Ayadei the Hakrovus Harkabonus. And now we can understand what's born in the Otsam in Roshim. The Chochmei Chazal did not want to build the Bayis Sheni until Hashem Yisbaruch promised them that by building the base of Mikdash, Hashem will then reveal the full glory and splendor of Torah Shavuot. Now, what do we see from here? Harei shegilui haziv shel Torah tolui gam kim beis hamikdash. You can have Torah and you can have yedias of Torah, but you cannot reveal the true radiance, splendor, and glory of the Torah unless you have a base of Mikdash. Came located without the base of Mikdash. Then why would they have made it a Tanai that the Beis Hamikdash Hashem, we're not going to build it unless you give us Torah Shavuot? What do they say? We can't get to the ultimate splendor of Torah Shavuot without having a Beis Hamikdash Hashem. You know, we'll build it. We'll do our part, but only at Tanai, only with the conditional statement that you're going to do your part, Kaviyachol. Because Tefillah, the Karbonis Inyan Echalahem, Tefillah and Karbonis, Tefillah Mamakam Avodah Niskana, that is Ezui Avodah, Shebolev Zoe Tvila, that is called the Navoda, it's just the Avoda Shebolev, not the Avoda Maasit Aidea Krovis HaKabonis, but it's more or less the same Yisod. That what? Shneim Mekarvim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lolomayim Taira, brings us up to the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tvila brings Hashem down to our world. Beis HaMikdash is the Malkum where we daven, where we make a Kabonis in order to bring the Shechina to dwell down here in this world amongst us. L'chein. Therefore, Agiloi Chakena B'Tayra B'Hekev Gadol Tolei B'Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and to have the full all-encompassing Chelek and Tayra, and that's dependent on building the Beis HaMikdash. V'Agiloi Das Etunim E'Piv Yisbarach is Tolei B'Tfilas HaYachad. You want to taste the Tayra, the Chochma Das and Tvuna coming out of Hashem Yisbarach Tayra. You want to attach to the Shoyresh, to the source, to the origin of Tayra. And that's all dependent on what? On the Tfilah of the Yachad. Hu Asher Marnu, and that's what we said and what we discussed last week. If you want to have your own Matan Torah, you want to be kind of the Torah, you want to acquire your personal chelik and Torah, that requires first and foremost your amel, your yegiyah, you have to toil in Torah study, but you also need bakashas rachamim. Without tefillah, you're not going to get it. Atabo behisbonin b'divrei gon mufla. And now let's go and meditate and contemplate and the words of a Gaon Mufla, so of Yonis and Eifshitz, the Baal of Tumim, and the Baal of Krasi and Plasi, Asher Bevandai Dvar Ben Yedzen, Shmom Yosef, Mikol Devri Musar. Listening to his words, and we're going to be collate that. We're going to be able to absorb that more than all the Musar of Oba says, and I can give you about the importance of it. Listen to what he says about himself. Baal HaTumim, the one who wrote, and the famous Tumim, on Shulchan Aruch, on the Krasi of Plasi, Kasa B'Yaris Devashar Dvar Me'ila, he wrote in his famous work on Machshava, and Divrei Musar, and Divrei Kavushin, and Yaris Devash, he writes as follows. Ubodik Yomenusa, it's been tried and tested, that in Yispal Al Adam Shachris of Kriya Shema Bekavano, if you have a good Shachris, a good Shemon Esri with a good Kriya Shema, Shavo Bayom Yiskel Dvar Mitzvah V'Yatzliach B'Isko, on that day you will be zeichet to a dvar mitzvah, and you will be matzliach in your business. We know the Netziv, the famous Rashiva Balashim, said that any day that he didn't shed tears in the middle of the recitation of Ava Rabba of Tanu, he wouldn't say shir. If he didn't cry in the middle of Ava Rabba when he asked for the Bino Lahav and Lahaskel Lashon Lameh, he says that I got to sit and I'm not ready to say shir today. But if he cried, then he knew he could say a shir and be matzliach in the shir. And this takes it one notch higher. Not just to be matzliach in shir, but to be matzliach in a dvar mitzvah and in a sokov and iska, whatever you're doing that day, whatever your business is. The avshel shal yavshel sheino. And even if you think, well, what do you mean? I listened to you, Rabbi Yonasan Eifshitz, and I had a great shmon esri and a great kriya shmon lamashol that day, and you go into business and you're not matzliach, be patient. Even if you think right now you weren't matzliach, besofu yimtza shekeinu, just wait and be patient and you'll see, and you will see atzlacha from this. And you know, and avada you'll be matzliach. But it's chiddush is you won't just be matzliach in Taira by davening. You'll even be matzliach in the dvar mitzvah, and mitzvah will be goreres mitzvah, and you'll be matzliach in your asokin. You want to be matzliach in business. You'll be matzliach if you have the right kavanah in Shmon Esrei and in Shema. How many people, they're running through davening to get to work. They'll be matzliach less time in work by having a more geshmak at davening. And we mentioned in the past, Rav Gifter said his whole life was changed when he went to learn in Europe, and one day in davening, he had to take care of some errands, and whatever it was, and our Shabbos, he was wrapping his tefillin early to leave davening a little bit early to run and take care of his errands. The mashgiach saw him, and he said, Mordechai, what are you doing? He says, I gotta run. I don't have time. I have to run quickly out of davening. I have to take care of errands. He says, what's the matter? He says, I don't have time. I gotta... What do you mean you don't have time? This is what time was created for. Time was created to daven. I don't even have enough time. So you'll cut back on the errands, but to take away time from davening, that's what Zman was created for, to daven, and you'll be matzliach much more by davening with more kavanah and staying a little extra. And not only that, so you think, okay, so you missed out on Amayla. No, if you don't have kavanah, Oyli al Shivri, Ba'ishaini Misfala B'Kavanah, he's not giving you a lesson, he's talking about himself. At a time when I don't daven with Kavanah Karoi, Kol Hayom Ain Shmosi B'Torah M'Chuvenis Ukrom Albish. The whole day, my learning is not the same, and it's as if I'm wearing torn clothing. I am adorning myself with torn clothing. I can't concentrate to the same degree. My shiurim are not the same if I didn't have a good davening that morning. If I scream out and cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the depths, the inner recesses of my heart, in the midst of my tefillah, to the one who is chonen das, because I'm so small, Rabbi Yonos and I, it's the Kodah Hador. And on the speed of God, I'm so small with all my sins. But if I scream out from the depths of my heart to Hashem that He should light up my eyes, then I know that He'll have mercy on me and He'll light up my eyes in the Torah. It's printed in the Haris and Igros from Davchav Gimel. It's in the Rabbi Kiv Eger on the Torah Parshas Kisavo. He says, what does that mean? We're all asking Hashem to light up our eyes. We're asking, light up the eyes of the Gedoli Hador. They're the Enei Ha'eda. Please Hashem, light up their eyes. Rabbi Kiv Eger, as in it's even another said, the best Musa Sefer in the world is learn Rabbi Kiv Eger, the way he talks, Sarchi and Gadol. Hashem, Yareina, Hashem should have rachamim on me. Hashem should light up my eyes and I should see the Emes. Zogdom Yunus and Isis to Gold Ador in his time in the 1700s, late 1600s, going into the 1700s. I'm davening that Hashem shall light on my eyes, and I know that I'll have rachamim on me if I daven with Kavana Ritzuya that morning. V'lachin amnovin m'chacham. So now, Atinius of Yonas and Eifshitz, I turn to you, a nation that is Novan Mechochem, Al Tom Ruhal, the Odev Zemech, Haver, the Ram Sichlo, the Yotzim Chamos, and Binos, Alochinu. Don't say, my dear beloved friends and Klai Yisrael, am I wise and understanding Chaverim? Don't say that the reason why Reuven is greater than Shimon and Tyre is because, it's Rav Sichlo, because he's got a greater, more powerful intellect, or it's the strength of his Chochma, of his Bino, Lochinu. It's not true. Sheker Nachalosom. That Sheker Bechozov, Rakmate Sashem, it's a matana. And why did Reuven get the matana of greater Seah, of greater Seichel, of a greater Havana, Amuka, Beyosha, and Torah than Shimon? Kasher Nocho, Tuba, Bechasto, Golarav, Tfilah, Vesachnunim. It's a Mate Sashem, it's a matana from Hashem Yisborach, and that Hashem gave him as an inheritance, Mitoch Chasto, a Golol, in the heels of his Rav, Tfilah, Vesachnunim, because he davened harder. The ones who daven the hardest, they're the ones who are going to get it. They say the Chazon Ish was not an Eloi. Chazon Ish was extremely, extremely bright. He was not an Eloi, but he davened harder than anyone. Talmidim of the Chazon Ish said, more than he was a masman in Taira, he was a masman in Tefillah, and he became the Golda Hador because he was Koach of Asmoda, not just in Taira, but it's Koach Asmoda in Tefillah. There is nothing that gives the schus to the person to grasp the straightness, the yosher dikas svaris, and clear way of thinking in Torah, and to go ahead and resolve all types of difficulties, to be a mafaneach and tzifunus, to reveal hidden secrets using darche yoshe v'emes. Ella, what's the number one way to get there? To daven to Hashem bedemo with tears, that Hashem should have rachamim, bring you close to Him and give you mercy and give you a matana to light up your eyes in Torah. Ki Elokim, ki kel shamei atfilahu, Hashem listens to tfilas v'korv l'chol korv v'emes, and that's the Yaros Davash. He says, you know why? He became the Yaros Davash, not because of his hasmada, even though he was a genius. Everybody, he was a child prodigy. And even with being a genius, he says, that's not why he was elevated above his peers. He was great because he was a Gon and he was an Eloi and he was a Baal Kishon and a Masman also. But he got to where he was, Machmas the Koach HaTfilah. Ain't Sorach Losa Mashu Al Dibri Hagon. We don't have to add anything on to what he just told us. Vedai Lonu Mashayir Al Atzmo. It suffices what he just testified about himself. Ki Hatzlachosu Lagiyo Lashmu Muchavenes Tuliyah Betfila Bekavona Karoi Mekirus Levavo. How did he get to say amazing shirim, to write such unbelievable sperm that the whole world uses on a Yom HaZeh? Because of his Koach HaTfila, with the right Kavona from the depths of his heart. Uman Nifla, and how wondrous it is. Ki dafka gon kamoso. Hichris ki galus v'tayro. Eina tuliyah v'kishronos v'chi sheker hulav shav kacha. Dafka gon and Eloi Otzum, who became the Gona Hador in the 16 and 1700s, proudly proclaimed, he announced to the world that the galus and tayro is not dependent on kishronos, and it's not dependent on Eloyishkeit, and it's a sheker to think as such. Farak broke tefillah v'tachnunim, it's by the koach of davening. Hey, matorah tefillah v'yachad, zoch adam ki Hashem yitin chochmei mipim da'as esfuna. And that's how we get there, I day Torah and tefillah together. And that's the only way to acquire the Torah. And now it makes sense, the chronology in davening. We start at the first of the Bakoshas and the Brochas and Tzolios and the middle Brochas of Esrei. Ha'tachoni lonim das, amlami lonim shbino. You want to get the das amino? We have to recognize it's a mat neschinim. It's atachoni. Chonin mat neschinim. You're only going to get it if Hashem gives you, how is Hashem going to give you the gift? If you show that you want to get close to Him, you want to daven to Him, the Bechinas what? Right after we go to the Brocha, then the Siddur HaGra, Rav Naftali Hertz edition, Beniglo Minister, what's the Koteret in your art school Siddur? The heading over the ensuing Brocha is the Brocha of Tshuva. Writes the Gaon, no, it's called the Brocha of Torah. When do we ask for Torah? The only time in all Shmoneh Esrei is Hashavino Avinu Vesura Secha. If we get close to Hashem, then and only then will we get the Torah. Only when we daven, Hashem, give us a man, a sinim, a das, a mina. How are we going to get there? First, you got to do tshuva and show you want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Get close to Hashem, then Hashavino Avinu Vesura Secha. Vekarveno Makeno Lavoda Secha. Daven from the Avoda, the Tefillah, and the tshuva. Get close to Hashem. And then and only then will you really get the manaschinam of the das and the tune. It's got to be rov tefillah v'tachanunim. So we're not going to read through, but you look at the bottom of the page. It's bought in the Sefer Shurim Aram Rapesach Nekuvrin and the Chalik of the Toldos that when he was in Slots, he was a poshet bocher in yeshiva. He went on to become one of the gedolei lamdonei hador. One of the gedolei hador. Pesach Rapesach Nekuvrin. He was not a Mitzuyan. He was an average bocher. And what happened, there was a Maisel, he was talking and learning with a bunch of Bachrim, and he tried to come up with a Chiddush, and he said over a Chiddush in the Sugyo, and he took the Shaka Vatari, when he presented his Chiddush to the Bnei HaChabura, they smiled, they laughed at him. Look at this, that's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush, and they mamash, they laughed at him. They laughed at him, and he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed. Hello, Chiyuch HaSisoseim, they smiled. Oh, who is this guy? And she trembled. And he went back to his room, and he took out a Gemara, and he started to cry in the Gemara. And he was shedding tears cascading down his face over the Gemara, until he fell asleep and he had a dream. And in the dream it was revealed to him, a vision, that they were guaranteeing him siyata d'shamayim in a shamayim, b'schus all your tefillos and makashas that you want to become about Kishon in your learning. We're going to give you a Pesach Siyata Nishmayo and just strengthen yourself and start learning now Be'ir. And that's where they're holding Maseches Bava Kamma, and we will light up your eyes in Torah. He woke up, he remembered the words of the promise in the dream, and right after he woke up, he opened up the Gemara and he started to learn like never before, and he had more Dika Siyata Nishmayo, and he was margish that he's able to delve more deeply into learning than ever before, and he was zeicha to an unbelievable Siyata Nishmayo, and he gave himself over to Torah, and it was mamish within a short period of time that he mastered fluently Be'ian Rav, the Sholosh Bavos, Bava Kamma, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, in a short span of time, and ultimately he became one of the Gedolei Lamdoni Hadar, Koach HaTfila. He was a Pashat Abachar, but he dedicated heart and soul, but he only got there because of the tears, Shari Demos, Lo Ninilu, and the you got to see yourself coming out of Mitzrayim. You got to view it as if you're re-experiencing personally the whole Yetziah from Mitzrayim. What's Lizo in Akudas America Shalagada? That is the central point and focus of the entire Agada. Misha Shom Avodas Aslachem. When you have the Rasha, what is he? Yes. Oh, what's this Avoda that you guys are doing? And that's Asahat Rasha. Why? Because Lachem Velolo. He says, it's not about me, it's about you. The fish host, he is Atzmon in a cloud. He is a kafir beikar. Vafa tahaki yashinov. Avemrlo, even if you're going to blunt his teeth and say to him, avorzasha, asasham, leave it, say to him, and try to leave it alone. He'll hire shom, lo hire niggle. If you don't view the avodas pertaining to you, to your atzmius, to your anochius, you took yourself out of the cloud. Had you been there the night, it's his time, lo hire niggle. Afilu and who? Miss Amyane, Vishol al Avoda, even though he's interested, and he's asking about the Avoda. Achlo kedei lagia sedvarim al atzmo, but if it doesn't pertain to him, eino yochel yosnigo. You could be interested in learning and saying over the Haggadah. But if it's only the Haggadah as it relates to other people, but not to you personally, and you have no shaykhis yitzias time, because the night of Seder is, how is the Haggadah speaking to me? How am I coming out of Mitzrayim on this night? And what does the Ramchal tell us? We don't have to read the pieces from Derech Hashem. And of course, it's echoed by the Kedushas Levi. What is a moed? Moed means a zaman. That means there's a zaman miyuchad, a zaman mesuyam, and it already comes from Chal in the 1700s. Every moed, it's a ma'gal shana, we're re-experiencing and reenacting those shefa, and those that shefa and those nitzotzos that Hashem brought down when the actual miracle occurred, we could tap into that same koch. Every new moed, it's a moed misuyam, it's a zman misuyam that we now re-experience that yontem of Pesach as if we are mamish tasting the hisrakshus and the feelings of coming out and experiencing what Avraham Avinu felt when it happened the first time around. Hareskulas, let's go to the end of the next paragraph. Hareskulas lola seder hi, shegav nachri yecholim dios bo yotzi mitzrayim mamish. We're not just recollecting and reminiscing about events of the past. We're experiencing it in the here and now in the hoveh. That's what's going on here. This fundamental concept is built the whole Agadah Shal Pesach. Chacham b'no sholo. V'im eino chacham eshter sholalta. V'im lafu shol le'atma. Afilu shintim l'cham shiyodim mechus Pesach. Sholon zel lezeh. We have a brisa in the Gemara Pesach in the bottom of Kibbutz Zayin. I'm an hour born into a Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of in Hilchas Pesach Tafayin Gimel, which is that what? The Hagon has to be derech sheilu tshuva. Ar kerekach, that if no one else is around, and no son, your wife is going to ask her. And if she's not around, tutam echamim, you'll ask one another. Even though, why? Why do I need the shelo tshuva? Lama tzarch davka lishol. V'lo masvik b'kriyas v'limen agadah. Why can't we read it? Why can't we learn it together? Why do we have to present a derech shelo tshuva? Ad kerekach the Rechaim Brisker said it's one of the three defining characteristics that separates and distinguishes Sibri Yitzhayim from the daily obligation of Zechiris Yitzhayim. It's got to be derech shelo tshuva. Why? It brings the Gemara Sanhedrin. And the Gemara Sanhedrin talks about comparing a she'ela to a koach of negina. What's the idea, right? So, Vobel, let's go to the end of the paragraph. Four lines up in my kinei lishol tzarch lishor. In order to ask a kasha, you got to be inspired. Something has to trigger a response to get you to ask something. What is our ratzon? We have a desire. We want to go out of Mitzrayim tonight. There's got to be some awakening. Your soul has to be aroused in order to experience a gula. That's what we see. Who got out of Mitzrayim? The people who were inspired who said, we want to go out of Mitzrayim. If you don't have an interest in going out, you don't just automatically get taken out in the country of Chamushim, only one-fifth. Hashem says, what's the common denominator? We were holding a Mefta Shari Tuma. What's the command of the yardstick is? You want to go out? You believe I could take you out? You're inspired to get out? I'll take you out. But if you don't care about it and you're not inspired, you're not going to go out. That means you want it. That means there's something inside you that says, I know what's going to happen now and I want it. I want it to happen. Then it's going to happen. If you don't want it, it's not going to happen. In order to be zeicha, to be considered a yotzi mitzrayim, the afu mahalich ha'pnim shtar leil, and even with the innermost approach as we described above, he madrig on a ra, to mamish feel you are counted amongst yotzi mitzrayim, that's an awesome spiritual madriga. Hello, zeh mamishli pagesh ha'mashchina. And that means the same way the Shechina came down the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim to take the Jews out. If you want to tap into and re-experience and reenact the Yetzias from Mitzrayim, that means you want to get to a Madriga where you're mamish enjoying an encounter with the Shechina. And the same way the Shechina, anivlo malach, anivlo sarach, anivlo shaliach, the Shechina b'kvod of Atzmo came down the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you want to now feel like you're going out, you gotta bring the Shechina down. You have to experience an encounter with the Shechina. How do we do that? Eich anachnu ketani adairus, after all the Yeridus adairus were so small, how in the world yecholim afilu lafshot varm gedolim keilo? How can we entertain a possibility that we can bring the Shechina down and we can have a spiritual encounter with godliness, with the divine in the night of Leil HaSeder? Hello, b'chol avod HaSeder b'midas v'yir HaShemayim madru chasonu haklal sheyesh alech haslat. How do we go there? I understand, we get to Leil HaSeder all of a sudden now, oh, tonight we want to meet with the Shechina. How do you meet with the Shechina all of a sudden? And the end of the day, we know that all the work we do in our midas and all your shemayim and all the revolva svarim as well, don't try and jump the rungs in the ladder. Take it little by little. Don't try and jump to the top of the mountain in one fell swoop. No, you gotta go little by little. And that's a klal and all the sifri musar. And you can't jump the gun. Tafastam ruba lo tafastam suka. Hey, manala. And don't try and skip all the madregas, you gotta go piecemeal. Velasa grak vidvorm ketanim. What are the kabbalas that you take on in the Yom Kippur? You take on small kabbalas. You take on big things. I'm never gonna speak Lashon Hara again. It's not gonna happen. Take on small things. I'm gonna say Kriya Sholamita. I'm gonna say an Ashayotzer. I'll say something with Kavano. And it's gotta be small things. Benching Rav Shach, benching from a bencher for all of 6 months. Seketza nakbutz below the Seder ala madregas ayotis. How in the world can we jump on the night of Seder to say, oh Hashem, tonight I want to meet up with the Shechina, I want to just fly up the Shemayim. How do you get there? Rashi Yadrucha son of Azim. We go to Rashi in Parshas Bo. Why do we see that the korban is called a Pesach? Zot Rashi. HaKorban Ukari Pesach HaShem HaDilug Vapsicha. What is it called? It's called the Yantif of passing over. That's the name, that's the essence of the Yantif. It's called, it's all about skipping. And we know what happens? The Jews are being saved as Hashem jumps from house to house amongst the houses of the Egyptians. You too, just like Hashem jumped, passed over, you can pass over the rungs in the ladder of Ruchnis that are typically required. That's the Mahus of the Yotam, and this is elaborated by the Din of a Rebbe B'nai Yisoschar, by the Chidush Harim, by Rav Gedal Yashar. That's the essence of the Yotam. If Hashem was Poseach from the, if Hashem passed over and didn't go piece by piece, Mahu Avata, you can pass over a typical expected rungs in the ladder. And you can follow suit, and you can jump rungs in the ladder. This is the night of the year to do that. This is the one night of the year. It's Pella, more than Yom Kippur. More than any other day, you could jump the rungs in the ladder. And Balel HaSeder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaleg al HaHarim, Mak Mekapeitz al HaGvos, Ligol Es Yisrael, Hashem skipped on. And not only that, the whole essence of what is that usually Hashem says, you've got to be holding here, and then I'll take you out. Hashem says, I'm going to give you an awesome revelation, even though you didn't do anything. You didn't go up and climb up the Shemayim. You're holding on a Mepta Sharituma. And still I took you out. And still I came down and gave you a special Shina. What? All you needed was what? A Ratzon. All you needed was to want it. If you wanted to go out of Mitzrayim and you wanted to encounter the divine, and then I gave it to you, even though you weren't deserving of it. If Hashem did that, that's the power we could tap into. Hashem was medali barachma mabata Yisrael. The gabanei sol tosin midazu. We can now grab onto this same midah. Lasos avodas lo pesach derech dilugu kafitza. Avezeu al l'shem shemayim avodazu. That's what Rashi meant. Zeichel l'shmol shekar pesach. We can also do l'shem shemayim following in Hashem's ways. V'nei. Based on the Ramchal, based on the Kedushas Levi, and the same way that this insight and this inspiration renews itself yearly, annually, on the same night of the Seder. And that's Shirim, that's another idea in Leining Shirim, Davkon Pesach. We could talk about Hashem skipping over. That's our night of Leila Seder. We can mamas jump the rungs in the ladder. Even though all throughout the year we're cautioned, don't jump, don't try and skip. You gotta go little by little, small steps when you ascend in Ruchnius. As we discussed based on the Gemara and Sukkah, that typically you think anyone who could jump the rungs, no. You need a chesed, a kershuk, you need to go piecemeal until you're deserving of the chesed. It's a one time a year. You could jump just as Hashem skipped over. You're also entitled to skip over typically expected and necessary steps. But now, if you have a taiva, if you're misava, you have a strong yearning, inner desire to want to get to high madrigas of Hashos Hashchina inside of you, and you want to be redeemed from every type of foreign shibud of subjugation, lios achrak of the Hashem kol yaman b'li shum shiurim bekedusha uvetaro. Do you really want it? Do you really want it for the right reasons? On the night of Seder, you put on the kittel, and you eat the matzah, and you eat the morning, you show up, that you really want to get to high madrigas of meeting up with the Hashos Hashchina. If that's what you want, then you could jump the rungs in the ladder, as long as you want it for the right reasons. How about nishkach mikatanu, seinu balai lezef? Forget about how small you are. Lel Seder, and that's part of the idea. It's zman acheres. Release yourself. Release yourself from the katanus amoichin. Get yourself out of the smallness. And what? Feel like a king. Amaril, take out all the silver, all the gold, put it on the table. And the margas, drink the kosas of yayin, feel like you're a melech. You're a king. And if you're a king, you could do whatever you want. Be in Asaba, Lios Yotzi Mitzrayim, B'yad Rama. You want to go out, B'yad Rama, B'gevura, Gevoa Uma for Semis. You want to mamish make it to the top tonight. Tvukim Abayre Kol Olamas Aloka Yisrael Hashem. I want to get there. I want to be at the top of the mountain tonight. That's where I want to be. And Nasigolo, I don't know if I'm going to get there or not. I don't know if I'm going to attain the lofty Madrega. But one thing I do know, but I want it. I don't know if I'm going to get there, but tonight is the night of Hashem. I want it, and I'm thirsting for it. And that's the Lel HaSeder. No matter how tired we are, we show Kodesh Baruch Hu that I mamish want it. Zeu Lel Shimurim Shachag HaMatzis, V'yeis Lezer Shachelek Hashem Shal Lel HaSeder Hu Shir HaShirim. And that's why, what do we end with? Shir HaShirim Shebo Mesprapes HaKlal Yisrael Adodi Yisburach Hashem. That tells us what? How do we close the Seder? We want to get to such a dveikus that we want to break out and shir Hashem in the songs of all songs. And the Kodesh HaKadosh Hashem, what do I want? It's a love relationship. All I want is to love you. That's the Lola Seder. And that stems with what we quoted from Rav Avraham Gorovitz and the Rosh Hashiva of Gateshead from a Sefer Vanfa Arzel, where he says, what's the end of the Gada even before we get to Shir Hashirim? And the end is Echad Miyodeya, Shnai Miyodeya. And Frank of Rav Gorovitz and Rav Avromel Shor brings it as well as Alekav Aliva Gada Shafesam. This is the end of the Haggadah. We go back to being kids. We're so tired we have to play kids games. Who knows one? Oh, it's Hashem. Who knows two? Who knows three? This is the end of the climax, the culmination of a Lel of 64 mitzvahs, and then the end of the night of the year, and it's mamish. We're like Malachi Asheris, right? writes to Marel in his Drosh and Shabbos Agadol, we don a kittel, we mamish live like Malchi Asharis, we eat, drink the dalakosas, we mamish kila mafki the das a little bit, and we're mamish holding in the lomas of Yonim, and now we go back to play your kids game. And what's the pshat? Explain to our own garbage. And we get to such a madrega, and when we're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if I ask you, when you go, and you ask a psychologist, go in and test me, where am I holding? And the psychologist holds up a symbol and says, tell me what's the first thing that comes to mind? When I held this up, what's the first thing? I meant, oh, no. That's the test where a person's holding a life. When I held up at the end of a Seder or two, what's the two on your radar screen? Oh, how many cars you got in the driveway? No, there only is one, two. The only two is the Shnei Lechosim Rez. Three, what's three? There only is one, three. Three is the three of us. Five, what's five? There only is one, five. By the end of the Seder, when I hold up these numbers, 1 to 13, and there's nothing else on your mind, 7, it's not about any of the 7s. What is it? 7 is not about anything but the 7 days of Shabbos. And 8 is about Prismila, and 9 is Tisha Yachaleda, and the 12 of the Shvat, and 13, that's all about only Ruchnius. By the end of the Seder, when I hold up those numbers up high, okay, kids and everyone at the Seder, what is the first thing that comes to mind? The first and only thing to come to mind. That's the Siyum of the Lama Seder. And that's the Shia Shem. When you love a Kaddish Baruch Hu Hashem, I don't care about cars, I don't care about homes, I don't care about my business right now, I don't care about Gashmius. There's only one thing I care about, numbers 1 to 13. I only care about Ruchnius, and perhaps that's why we end at 13, because 13 is Gematria Echad, Gematria Ava. That's the symbol. You want to be the Echad, you want to have the Ava. That's the end of the Seder. We got there with the 13. And that's the end of the story of Shekhar. We should be Zoycha. We'll resume a Mitzvah Shem after Pesach. On Monday after Pesach, we'll resume. And Mitzvah Shem, that's it. It's busy. Shem Segodo. Next week and then before Pesach. And Mechir Eschemitz. Cholay. Alex Mechir Eschemitz. Anyone who's interested, I'll post it outside. But Mitzvah Shem will resume the Monday night after Pesach. Mitzvah Shem Sporach.